This is a CHLY and Dig FM news update. Courtney residents are being asked to help shape the future of two parks, as the city seeks public feedback on three preliminary designs for Biltmore and Dogwood Park, located on Kilpatrick Avenue in West Courtney. An online survey launched this week asked residents to review three concepts and identify which idea they like, as well as areas where the proposals could be improved. According to the city, community feedback will help determine which elements of the preliminary concepts resonate most strongly with Courtney residents. Joy Chan is the manager of business administration in the Department of Recreation, Culture, and Community Services. She says the three concepts were created through the first round of public engagement earlier this year.
The first round of engagement happened earlier this spring with a survey. We also had a pop-up in the park open house event, and also we spoke to focus groups such as sports users, and also we talked to some of the students, kids in schools, and asked them what were their thoughts about what we should consider when in designing and planning for the park.
The project is now in the second phase of public engagement, led by the online survey. Chan says the three concepts differ in their scope and changes. The first concept is called the delicate intervention.
It really maintains the original footprint of the park. It provides renewal of the sports fields, and then it proposes replacement of the playground equipment, a splash pad, and potential skate park. And then improving the park with accessible pathways, preserves the existing washroom and parking, and then it keeps the passive space that is currently in place, and really doesn't change anything with the current Dogwood Park, which is a forested park with informal trails.
Concept two is called the link.
Concept two, it kind of builds upon the information or the proposed changes in concept one. It proposes some reconfiguration of the existing sports fields. It provides better linkages through trails and connections between both Dogwood and Biltmore Park. Proposes an off-leash dog area and a covered sport box, and then a central plaza connecting all the proposed amenities to a central hub.
Concept three is called the Nexus.
And then concept three, again, building upon concept two and one, we're looking at more supporting services in terms of sport field seating, again, an off-leash dog park, a pump track, and then a reconfiguration of the sports field, mainly so that both football and baseball could play potentially at the same time, whereas currently they have to take turns using the sports field.
According to Chan, the two parks serve different purposes, with Biltmore offering a range of program amenities while Dogwood is characterized by its natural space.
So currently in Biltmore Park, there's a sports field for football, there's baseball diamonds, and then a clubhouse and lots of parking, whereas Dogwood Park is more of a neighborhood nature park. It's mainly treed with informal trails.
Residents can review the concepts online before completing the survey. The City of Courtney is encouraging participants to consider the proposals in detail and also provide comments on how they could be improved. Chan says that parks and recreation is vital for the community by providing the social determinants of health in terms of physical activity and general wellness. The online survey is available until September 15th. Information can be found on engagecomoxvalley.ca. For CHLY and Dig FM in Comox, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.